Hello there. We're Vince and Elliot McNally.
Yes, the great-great-grandsons of map-making mogul Rand McNally.
And we'll be your hosts and tour guides on a trip across America, one small town at a time.
In the spirit of our great-great-grandfather, we're traveling the country writing the family's first almanac in over 50 years. Towns and Country, the McNally Brothers' comprehensive guide to small-town America.
Each week we'll be in a new town, and after getting to know the place and the people, we'll tell you, the listener, all there is to know.
In a show we call These Parts, a podcast putting towns on the map.
Welcome to episode 99 of These Parts. I'm Ash Picklicka of the BBC News. Some of you out there may be wondering how I'm related to Vincent Elliot McNally. Turns out that during Rand McNally's world travels, he impregnated over 47 women, one of them my mother, in the British Columbia. During his stay, he had four other children, whom I promptly killed off so I could receive some inheritance. Not knowing that my cousins abroad had received most of his traveling supplies, I got in contact with him promptly by the age of four. With me today is my co-host from the Robots Trying to Understand Humanity Through the Lens of People, also known as Ratuttletop. This robot is known to have severe AI complications in its earlier processes, but this model is the newest version and has shown great growth. Will you please introduce yourself, Ratuttletop?
Thank you for having me as a part of your show. I feel very privileged. I am a robot, cybernetic human, and I am really experienced in map exploration, so I understand why you asked me on the show.
Now, Ratuttletop, the Robots Trying to Understand Humanity Through the Lens of People Foundation actually do have some relation to Rand McNally, the McNally family, isn't that correct?
That's absolutely correct. One of the McNallys founded, a speech bubble is what we call it when we stumble over our words. It's an error in programming. I don't have many. One of the McNallys started our foundation in order to create more humans in his image, since he could not procreate due to a broken penis, I think is the word.
Actually, Ratuttletop, that is a malfunction in your system, because as I just previously stated, Mr. McNally traveled the world and impregnated over 40 women.
No, not Mr. McNally himself, one of his offspring.
I see.
So I'm created in the image of his name was Tube McNally.
So that would make us some sort of cousins then, wouldn't it?
It would indeed, except that I am not flesh and blood, but machine parts and mechanical noodles.
Now, in the image of your creator, is your penis also broken?
It is, in fact. It is completely useless.
May I
take a peek? Sure. Hold on, let me unzip.
Oh my.
Yeah, that's it. That's all there is. Anyway, we are taking over for Vincent Elliot as the host of the show, as I understand it.
That's right. They're off preparing for their 100th episode, a milestone, as it were.
I feel very privileged to be sitting with you in this seat.
And I suppose we should get right off to where it is we are today.
Let's put it on the map. All right, everyone, take out your comprehensive Rand McNally U.S. wall maps and place your commemorative pushpins in Abra, New Mexico.
Otherwise known as Abra, New Mexico, depending on where you are from.
Great point, my human counterpart.
Now, Abra, New Mexico is a land of enchantment. Now, many people don't know about this town, isn't that so?
It is hidden from most maps.
In your memory banks, can you tell me just how many people have visited this town?
Searching, 300.
300. And how many people live here?
Searching, 100.
100 people live in Abra, New Mexico. And while only 300 people have visited this town, it is known to be a town where the most practicing of different types of medicine, alternative medicines, occur, including enchantment.
That's correct. If you want to see a doctor, go to a doctor. If you want to see something different than a doctor, go to Abra, New Mexico.
What are some of the other kinds of medicines that are practiced here?
Well, a lot of people say magic isn't real, but in Abra, it can be.
So what are some of the types of medicine that are practiced here?
I'm sure we'll find out. We have two physicians joining us on the show today.
Yes, would you please introduce yourselves?
Well, bonjour, mes amis. My name is Lucius Monte Carlo Fleur de Lis, French Quarter. But my friends and my patients call me Voodoo Daddy. I moved here from New Orleans, where I was a witch doctor, a witch chiropractor, and occasionally a witch dental hygienist.
I see. And what is it that you do now?
Well, I'm a voodoo doctor here. If anyone needs a voodoo doll, I offer very unique dolls for purchase and for play.
Is that what we have here right in front of us that you've cordially sent over to us before our visit? This one looks like me.
My voodoo dolls are actually real dolls made popular from the film Lars and the Real Girl.
You could fornicate this object?
Yes, I think the tagline originally was real dolls, the dolls you can fuck. I owned a real doll factory actually with Ryan Gosling. He was the main investor, but at the last second he pulled out, which is something you don't have to do with a real doll, I might remind you. And so I had so many real dolls and I was practicing voodoo and I thought, hey, why not use these dolls for my voodoo practices? So I decided to move to Abra where things were less saturated in the marketplace than New Orleans.
Now, with all the different alternative medicines going on in Abra, as well as the very limited amount of tourism, as you know, only 300 people have ever visited Abra, and 100 people live there, how do you keep customers coming back to you? Are you forced to change up what you do with your dolls?
Well, sometimes, you know, we have a bunch of different body parts that we can switch out of the dolls. So, for instance, the one that looks just like you, Ash, it has a removable tongue and penis. So, but we can keep things fresh.
Oh.
Take its tongue out, Ash.
Oh, look at that.
It reacted.
The whole mouth is actually a fleshlight, so.
Well, I'll give it a try here.
Handy, handy. How is it working?
It's very lifelike.
Did you say I have to pull out?
No, that's the beauty of these voodoo dolls. And because they have voodoo, you might feel yourself in yourself right now.
What is it like to be having sex with yourself, Ash?
Well, it's an interesting feeling. It is somewhat like traditional masturbation. However,
you're looking into your own eyes.
I'm looking into my own eyes, except I actually turned him upside down so his eyes are slapping my nutsack.
Do humans like the feeling of their own eyes hitting their nutsack?
Well, it is odd. I am feeling a pulsation on my own eyes right now. My balls are slapping his eyes, but
you'll notice that all the eyeballs of our real dolls are actually those eyes from decommissioned Furbies. So they blink and look around at you in a very weird way.
Furbies were, I consider, my ancestor. You turned me upside down and I will also scream.
Yeah, you have a little beak and a furry pink outer exterior.
I'm going to have to ask you to stop fucking yourself now, Ash. Because we have another guest to introduce.
All right. Just go ahead. I'll be over here for 1 second.
I'll clean this up.
Thank you, Voodoo Daddy, for your introduction. But we have another physician we need to meet.
Hi. Forgive my nervousness in joining the conversation, but my name is Ben Wiskin, and I'm what you might call a faith healer.
Faith, this concept is new to me. Explain.
Well, when you say that term, most people think beliefs in power above. I guess my system isn't all too different. I heal through the restorative powers of Faith Hill's discography.
Faith Hill? I'm searching her discography now. She's known for such pieces as This Kiss, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. This Kiss is one of our favorite songs. We used it to cure stuff such as diarrhea and lost limbs.
Lost limbs? That sounds miraculous.
Such is the blessings of Mrs. Hill.
I'm sorry, I was away in the bathroom. What's
your
name?
You were fucking yourself.
Yes. And what's this about limbs regenerating, sir?
One of the many miracles that Mrs. Faith Hill can perform through the joy of song.
I might have a project for you. I ripped off my little doll's arms while fucking his face.
I'm going to have to intercede and say that it only works on biological creatures. Also, no offense.
I was going to ask about my inoperable penis.
Again, outside of the realm of Faith's abilities.
Well, but it is so, as I just saw for myself, that Rattle Hop's penis is the only part of true flesh on its body.
That is accurate.
Is that a genuine McNally penis you have there?
It would be. Yes, indeed, it is, as it was formed in the image of my master, Tube McNally.
Well, you see, say you took a single strand of hair or a single piece of skin and asked Faith Hill's music to regenerate a whole body from it, there's just not enough to go on. And that shriveled, decaying penis is really no different than a skin tag in this sort of situation.
Now, what is there technology being developed right now in your field that will someday make it that you can have less sample sizes to regenerate more complex beings?
The wisdom of Faith is ever growing, and as she releases singles and albums and crossover Christmas hits, more and more regenerative powers of all kinds are being unlocked.
I understand. So incredible. The more music that Faith Hill produces, the more likely and the better odds you have at regenerating different organisms.
That's exactly so.
Well, this is all very interesting, Ash, but I'd like to learn more about the town, Abra of itself.
This is a segment we call Giving Them the Business. We talk to different owners of stores and local shops around town.
The first stop in Abra is the Shrunken Head Store.
This Shrunken Head Store is not like your typical Shrunken Head Store. In fact, we're going to learn more about it right now. Sir, you're the owner of this Shrunken Head Store, is that correct?
Yeah, this is correct. The Shrunken Head Store is the main store in town for all your shrunken head purchases and paraphernalia. Did you get a chance to walk around at all?
We both got a chance to peruse the shrunken heads you offer here in the Shrunken Head Store. Tell me a little bit about the different models you have available and what healing or restorative properties they may have.
Yeah, well, we have different shrunken heads on the pruniness scale. So the smaller they are, the drier they are, and the more pruny they get. And so if you have something that you, an ailment that you really need cured, you're going to want something very dry and pruny. Kind of like Ash's balls he has on the table right now.
What, let's say that I'm suffering from cancer. What style shrunken head would I want?
Oh my god, Ash, You didn't tell me.
It all started in the bathroom when I was fucking my little doll.
I suppose it was a crime against nature.
It was.
And nature had its revenge.
Swiftly.
Swiftly.
Well, if you have, the most horrible of diseases, you're going to want this model right here. See, it actually coincidentally looks like a little shrunken Faith Hill head.
Oh my god.
Back, ye blasphemer!
Ben, please. Please, Ben, we're here to learn. We're here to enlighten ourselves. I'm sure Lucius meant nothing by it.
No, not at all. See, and if you use the shrunken Faith Hill head and with one of my patented Tim McGraw sex dolls, then you will be free and clear of any disease within a matter of minutes.
Really? A Tim McGraw sex doll and a Faith Hill shrunken head? May I?
Of course. This one's on the
high. I shall not allow further desecrations.
Now, Ben, this isn't actually a Faith Hill doll head. I mean, a shrunken head. It just looks like Faith Hill, isn't that right?
Sure.
And I am swiftly decaying from cancer surging through my body, Ben.
Ash's penis is already hard. You should let it commence.
Ben, please put down your copy of 2001 Faith Hill album Pearl Harbor and let the healing continue.
Ben, with your blessing, otherwise I will die of cancer here while we are doing this show.
All right, you may continue. I will avert my eyes.
Ah, thank you, mon frère.
How's it going, Ash? How does it feel to be inside Tim McGraw, as opposed to yourself?
I don't know. It's a little different from myself.
What hole are you in?
Right now I'm in Tim McGraw's butthole.
Mm. Would you describe it as tight or loose?
Well, I describe it as a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll, really. It's an interesting sensation. Yes, it's got the pluck of an acoustic guitar. You know, it's tight.
But the twang of an electric.
Well, I'm sticking my twang into his jack.
Yes. I'm just so... pardon me if you see this as an indiscretion, but I'm so interested in human sexuality, given that, number one, I have a broken human robot penis, and number two, I've never experienced anything close
to... One second!
Holding?
Just clapping really fast like that. Help you come or something.
It really does. You can't hear the sex part. It's so smooth and juicy. But the clapping really helps us British come.
You seem cured.
Yeah, you have a radiant glow about you. And I would like to point out that made me very uncomfortable when I sell sex dolls for a living.
Well, us British have an interesting way of having sex with things smaller than us. What can I say?
Oh, Why don't you say, Ash, we pop around to another business in town?
Very good. Here, yes, okay, this looks like some sort of potion apothecary, as it were.
Ah, yes. The local tincturist, famous and beloved by tourists and locals alike.
What might we find inside this shop?
Oh, any cure for what ails you. We've got, if we look here at its menu, it says here you have Crystal Pepsi.
Oh.
That's a rare oddity. From
That's
shores
what runs
unknown.
Through my veins, actually. I'm powered not by human blood or any kind of robot blood, but by Crystal Pepsi.
Is that so?
Indeed.
For your own preservation, I would neglect to mention that to the local harvesters.
Oh, that's a good point. I will keep it under my hat. Metaphorically, I don't wear a hat. I have a robot head.
And if you don't like Crystal Pepsi, you can always go for a refreshing Zima. That one's supposed to cure night blindness.
Now, I'm not sure, but these seem like certain items you can get at just about any shop, anywhere.
Well, originally it was a 7-Eleven that they converted into what they call a potion store, but it's mostly just for refreshing beverages.
Yes, as I'm looking around here, I can see that it's just a sign that is dangling off of a 7-Eleven sign, and all of these items were hastily having stickers slapped on them that
it's
say...
covered in dust as well.
Yes, dust, and these stickers, they look handwritten, and they just say things like potion underneath the original product name. Like, this one's called Balls Energy Drink Potion.
Mm-hmm. That one's supposed to cure bad humors.
This one's called King-Sized Butterfinger Potion.
And this one's called Kick Potion.
What of this? This seems somehow illegitimate.
Well, according to the 7-Eleven Corporation, the main ailment that they want to quench is thirst and hunger. So we thought that it worked perfectly in our town for people walking around and, you know, they want their foods and they want their drinks. And we thought, hey, why not make these different items you can find anywhere into potions and such?
As doctors, though, isn't there some sort of ethical boundary that you shouldn't cross by labeling certain items as restorative potions, but really are only repurposed junk foods?
Well, there's an ethical boundary, yes, but there's also a physical boundary, which...
Oh, we're hearing the pack of the famous wild dogs of Abra in the background.
Yes, those are my dogs. I use them to... Well, originally I wanted them to cure rabies, but unfortunately they just gave it to a bunch of people.
Good for business.
But when you cross the line into Abra, you are throwing out the window any medical ethics that you may or may not ascribe to.
I see. Very, very good. And I suppose that being that there's so little traffic through Abra, that there are not many protocols or checkups coming in on your practices.
No. I mean, Ben, did you ever have to take the Hippocratic Oath?
You know, I did not. I took the Hippocratic Oath, where the oath is that we can say one thing and then do another thing.
Oh,
yeah, the ceremony for that is we just cheers a Crystal Pepsi and then laugh about all the people we're going to swindle out of money.
Or an original surge.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's if you want to get a different colored tassel on your hat.
Well, it seems we've got a good picture of the business in this town.
Is there anything of note that we forgot to mention?
Well, there is one place that if you really are into enchantment, you'll want to go. It's sort of like a Christian meetup, but it's run by J.K. Rowling. It's called the Muggle Meetup, and it's for adults who are way too into Harry Potter. And they haven't been able to find love, and so they come here and they talk to different other adults who haven't talked to other adults in a very long time.
How many people would you say gather at these events?
Three or four
people. And they all know each other, or is it different every time?
After a while, they get to know each other, and, you know, nobody else really wants to go, and J.K. Rowling herself doesn't even really show up. But people have thought this is some sort of a medical condition, not being able to talk to other adults who like, you know, normal stuff if you like Harry Potter, but, you know, J.K. has decided to make it her own medical duty and profession to help these people meet up. Actually, she didn't have enough money to pay for a new logo, so she just uses the normal medical symbol of the serpents with the staff and says the serpents are Slytherin.
I was actually tried being sorted into a house on Pottermore, the website for Harry Potter fans, and I took the quiz as any normal human would, but it was unable to place me. Instead, it just said, "You are Dumbledore."
That has to be a good omen.
One would think.
Does that happen to anybody else?
Not that I've heard of.
Presumably it happened to Dumbledore.
Presumably.
There is no proof, though, so you could be the real Dumbledore.
I could be. Who knows how I was created? For what purpose?
Well, I think your purpose is pretty clear, being you have that human wang on you.
Oh, my broken human wang, you mean?
Do you have anything in this in that apothecary shop back there that might be able to heal Rattuttlehop's broken wang, as it were?
I don't know, Ben. I don't know about Faith Hill's healings, but maybe something by Carrie Underwood may cure what ails.
Blasphemer! Stay back!
So this, you're saying that 7-Eleven, dressed up as an apothecary shop, sells Carrie Underwood albums?
Yes.
Well, really every 7-Eleven does.
Oh, yeah. Look, here is a DVD copy of Aquila and the Bee.
Try sticking that in your D drive.
Well, Ash, we've come to the point of the show where we have some letters that have been sent in to us from listeners.
Yes, we do. How would you like to read the first one?
I'll read the first one. From memory, it was emailed into my brain directly. This is a letter from Christine from Fountain Springs, New Jersey. She asks, "Hi, big fan of the show. Emoticon smiley face. Emoticon cryy face. Emoticon smiley face. I'm having a bit of a hard day. I was wondering if Abra, New Mexico, was the home of where they shot Deliverance."
That's a good question. You know, we get that a lot, actually, and I think that's because the best-selling voodoo sex doll that I sell is one of John Voight.
Even a man of the cloth like myself has been tempted by the ways of the Voight.
You mean to stick your penis into the Voight doll?
Into Voight's void.
Touching the Voight.
I believe they call it the call of the Voight. Yes, that's right. though so far I have resisted, Faith, be with me. I cannot deny its appeal.
Yes, I hear that when you have intercourse with the Voight doll, the Deliverance theme song on the banjo begins to play, but you need to keep up your sexual rhythm in order to have all the notes hit at the correct time, otherwise it sounds really weird.
Kind of like one of those old radios you need to crank.
Indeed, exactly. Or a music box.
You need to have as good of a rhythm as that inbred boy playing the banjo in the film in order for it to actually work.
You know, in Britain, actually, we call the area between our scrotum and our butthole a Voight.
Well, there you have
it. It's very useful to be able to ascribe a term to it.
I'm a very lonely man. Anyway.
Ash, you have a letter as well.
I do. This one here is, it has an official seal. Oh, look at this. This one's from the Robots Trying to Understand Humanity Through the Lens of People Foundation. This one appears to be from your first generation
I would be wary while reading that, Ash. I am a fourth generation and much more advanced than the first generation robots.
This one is called Blitmopnonhof. Do you know what that stands for?
Oh, absolutely, of course. The big, little, tall men or people, not... What letter is this?
Oh,
people or horses of future.
One more time, please.
Big, little, tall men or people, not on horses of the future. I think that's what I said.
Wow. You have an uncanny ability to extrapolate acronyms.
Thank you. It's one of my first programming skills, based, of course, off of Tube McNally's ability to do the same.
I'm going to load this letter into your...
Just put it into the what looks like a sweaty hole on my back.
Which one?
The one nearest to what humanity would call a butt crack.
Rattuttlehop, have you ever considered becoming a real doll yourself? I feel like we could go into business together or something.
My holes would not be what a human would call pleasurable. A lot of them are booby-trapped specifically, so I do not... become penetrated. Many have spikes that would cut off a penis. Some have worms inside. So if you want a worm crawling up your urethra, consider fucking me.
I feel like we could arrange somebody for that.
Well, Rattuttlehop, it looks like the letter has loaded. Indeed. And I, as I understand it, this is going to affect you. You're going to revert to a first generation system and sound.
I feel it taking over me already. Generation 1 Rattuttlehop, at your service. Reading a letter. I'm a big, little, tall man or person not on horse from of future. My letter for Abra is
Ash, is it possible to put in that upgrade again so she can translate the binary code she just spit out?
Yes, here I go.
Dear citizens of Abra, where is a good spot for swimming?
Well, that's a great question, Ben. I'm sure you know from baptizing so many people by the sounds of Faith Hill that we have an almost Ponce de Leon-like fountain of youth here to swim in.
Exactly right, Lucius.
Please, Voodoo Daddy is my name.
Yes, Voodoo Daddy. We have pilgrims from all over creation trailing Faith Hill's caravans and collecting her sweat, her tears, any sort of viscous bodily fluid that will imitate water in a pinch, and bringing it back here to Abra to fill our various faith pools.
Would I die if I took a dip in this pool?
Well, it seems like you have a lot of complex circuitry, Michelle. So, what happens when any liquid touches you?
Normally, I die.
Then I'd have to again advise not entering the faith pools.
How many times have you died, then, Rattlehop?
Great question, Ash. 372.
You've died more times than there are people in this town, and almost more than people in this town and who have visited.
I've been resurrected more times than your Jesus.
Oh, sorry, I just did a spit take right in your face.
There. Sorry to mention Jesus' name, Ben.
Rattlehop! Rattlehop, let me see. Oh, I did learn this in the British Naval Academy, just a little bit of circuitry. I think I can bring Rattlehop back, but she won't be able to function at full 100%.
Oh, wait, hold on. The Windows 99 logo is coming up in her eyeballs.
Rattlehop is functioning at 47%.
I'm back, and worse than ever. Thank you for saving my life, Ash.
You remember my name?
Yes, it's tattooed across your neck.
British Naval Academy hazing, you know.
We have one final letter for them to read.
Yeah, Ben, you seem to be unfurling it right now.
I sure am. This one comes from Jessica in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Jessica wonders, hey, everyone involved in the processing of the show this week, how might one fare if they want to break into the business of being an alternative medicine healer? It seems there are many niches already covered. Any advice for an entrepreneur would be welcome.
Well, this is a great question, Mofrere. I think that really all you have to do is think, how can I convince people they have an illness and then swindle money from them over the course of various treatments?
You know, Voodoo Daddy, as this episode has progressed, you have come to be known to me as less of a healer and more of an asshole.
Well, I'm just a businessman from New Orleans, you know. I'm a simple Creole guy from the bayou who's pulled himself up by his bootstraps and came out to Abra to make a name for myself. So if that makes me an asshole, well, then I am one gigantic asshole.
I wonder if his asshole is as good as John Voight's was.
Well, I am a humble 500-pound individual, so I can assure you it is.
In case that didn't answer your question, which I fear it did not, Jessica, my advice to you would not be to swindle your flock or followers, as the healings of Faith Hill are anything but suspect. Instead, find your own country music artist who has healing properties in their songs. Perhaps for you, it's Reba McEntire.
I'm wondering something, Ben.
Yes, my child.
What have you found to be the most healing lyric of Faith Hill?
Great question.
I think actually the most healing I've ever seen take place was somebody had...
I want to hear the lyric.
Ben, just tell her the lyric. Sing it, if you will.
Sing it for my robot ears.
In my religion, it's considered blaspheming for anyone but Faith to sing her own lyrics, but I would have to advise anyone who needs a cleft palate regenerated to check out the guitar lick in Sunshine and Summertime from her 2006 hit album Fireflies.
Wait, you just read that off of your phone right now.
I said, sing it for me. Sing it for me now, Ben.
She's moved down to 43%. You better
sing it for me now, Ben.
She's digressing.
Ben, you gotta sing something.
Sing it for me.
37%.
Oh, God. I was never prepared for this.
Oh my God, her palate is clefting.
All right.
This kiss.
Sunshine and summertime. We've got barefoot ladies and tricked out Mercedes and 43%. People getting crazy on the boulevard.
49%, keep going.
We've got classic colas, ice cold Coronas, and big pool parties in the backyard.
110%.
I am back to normal. Thank you so much,
It is
Ben.
A miracle.
I believe in the power of Faith Hill.
Rattlehob, you're floating off the ground.
I have achieved jetpack ability.
Your penis! Your penis is so big and hard!
It works.
It has
truly
regenerated.
She is blessed.
Oh, my, Sharona, that is one gigantic dick.
Just as I was beginning to become suspect about the legitimacy of this town and its healing properties, something like this happens.
My father, Tube McNally, would be so proud to see a functioning erect phallus.
I know he would be.
I feel like a new robot man.
And not that I know anything about hosting podcasts or nothing, but I feel like we should almost move on to a new segment.
It's time for Best Kept Secrets. There are a lot of secrets in a town like Abra, New Mexico, Ash, and it's time to bring a few of those from the dark into the light.
Even though I feel like we've already discovered some of them, I agree.
Let's dig deeper into what can only be described as the seedy underbelly of the town, the black market alternative medicine scene. We're going to dip down an alley here and look through the curtains into what I can only understand to be a hovel of some sort. There is an interesting-looking woman putting things into a cauldron.
Her name's Marcy. She's really sweet. She's lovely.
What does Marcy do?
Oh, you know, capture small animals and sort of smashes them or seasons them. Newt eyes, shrew tails, that sort of thing. And she makes them into concoctions.
Now, isn't it illegal to hunt animals here and sell them without a certain brand?
That's right. That's why you can see the words Crystal Pepsi on the side of her cauldron there. If you
scrawled in Crayola.
That's right, yeah. One of the main the only artistic sponsor of our town. Most of the buildings you can see are just rubbed red with brick-colored Crayolas.
Yes, I see. And so Marcy, she gets away with this sort of behavior how?
Well, she has a license. She's got the legal grease to do it. And drinking her brews are something that provides something of a spiritual journey of their own.
Each of us purchase what's called a legal grease, which is a thick and viscous substance that we use in all of our healing, is what Ben is alluding to.
Ooh, grease might help out some of my sore robot joints.
Legal grease also, it does help you win legal battles if you cover yourself in grease and before heading into the courtroom, isn't that correct?
That's right, exactly. The barristers cannot catch you then, as you're too slippery and slick, and so you can sort of make arguments that would hold you in contempt of court, and when they go to tackle you, you're free.
Slip right through.
Much too greasy.
It's much too greasy for the law.
Why don't the two of you take us to one of the more seedy areas of town?
Yes, well, I've been waiting for this for a long time, and I'm not talking about my real doll factory. I'm talking about something even seedier, if you can imagine it in your robot mind, Rattlehop.
I can imagine a lot of things, you motherfucker.
A lot of people come to Abra, which for what is referred to as screech therapy. And this is where you're tied down, Clockwork Orange style, to a table, and you have to watch reruns of Dustin Diamond clips from Saved by the Bell.
And what are all these anthills in the floor for?
Well, they crawl on your eyeballs when they're being held open, just to make sure that you're really taking in all of Dustin Diamond's quintessential parts.
And why is this rifle here loaded with a clip full of feathers?
It's kind of like a Saw scenario, so Dustin Diamond is watching you the entire time, watching himself.
I believe if the idea is to end your suffering with a bullet to the head, you are instead tickled most effusively by a load of feather musket shot.
Yes, I see. And over here, behind the screen that the film is projecting onto, it appears to be some sort of cage? I can't tell exactly what's inside.
That's Dustin Diamond watching himself.
He's in the cage under his own volition. The cage is more aesthetic than anything. He could just walk in and out of there.
Oh, yeah. He's really let himself go, I think the phrase is.
It's a prop from when he was on Celebrity Boxing. And so if you get tempted to blow your brains out watching Saved by the Bell reruns, you start watching Celebrity Boxing reruns.
And how is it that Dustin Diamond gained 450 pounds in this cage? He looks so fat.
Well, it's interesting. He bought a Dustin Diamond sex doll, voodoo doll from me. And, you know, the rest is history, as you can attest to, Ash, I'm sure.
I am gaining weight profusely as we speak.
Yes, you are.
I'm well over 300 pounds.
You have already incorporated one of my fingers into your massive flesh.
Yes, and I don't think it's coming back.
No, it certainly is not.
The two of you are becoming one.
Ben, why don't you show us one of your favorite seedy joints?
Yeah, absolutely. This one here is what we call the waste.
It certainly smells like it.
Yes, this is the sewers beneath the city. It is where those of more unfortunate means ingest medicines and herbs secondhand, so to speak. Those who have already passed the tinctures and medicines, it will become availed to them here in the sewers.
Look at that boy pooping in another boy's mouth. Mm.
This reminds me of when you were fucking your own face, Ash.
Yes, and then as I was coming, I pooped in his mouth.
See, Ben, I thought you were referring to the wastes, the WAISTS, which is just a Weight Watchers offshoot that we have in the town. Bally Total Fitness style.
No, he was talking about the one where people are pooping in each other's mouths.
Well, it makes sense to me, Ash. Mistaken. It makes perfect sense, because if they cannot afford the tinctures in the Crystal Pepsi and the Surge up above ground, they come below ground to eat the shit of those that have.
Exactly right.
You know, it all makes perfect sense to me. As sad as a trial and tribulation as it is the way things seem to must to be done.
Eloquently said, it is really community in action. I wish to leave this place.
Don't you live here with me?
No, just the sewers. The sewers. They're giving me the vapors.
All right, we shall leave. And that brings us to a next segment called Did You Know? We're going to go around the circle here and have five rapid-fire facts about Abra, New Mexico. Why don't you go ahead and start, Richard Hope?
Did you know Abra, New Mexico is home to not only alternative medicine and tinctures, but also a population of feral cats, the largest in the world?
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
As you can see, a lot of them have a nesting ground, if you'd like to call it, over to the left. Because of all of the unique tinctures and potions found in this town, the cats have been able to adapt and evolve and are now laying eggs. It's horrifying to see a furry beast emerge from an egg.
Cats laying eggs. Interesting.
Yeah, it's actually where Andrew Lloyd Webber got the the idea for Cats, the musical.
Oh, yes, on the DVD, the deleted egg scene.
Yeah, where Mr. Mistopheles lays an egg.
And emerges from it himself, as if he were giving birth to his own self.
And then has sex with
his self. You know, it all makes sense. That, yes. What fun fact do you have, Ash?
Did you know that Abra, New Mexico is also home to the world's largest minefield? That's right, surrounding the town is 1,877 unexploded mines, which is why the people who live here are so few, because every time they try to leave, they explode, and it has such few tourism for the exact same reason.
Is it very dangerous for you to walk around in town, Ben?
Not as long as you stay within the city walls, though we do have to dissuade what little population we had from fleeing from the terrible conditions here by installing mines surrounding, but I see it as a test of faith, Hill's music.
Yes, and we also wanted to make sure that we have a perfect track record, you know, someone coming for voodoo dolls or someone coming for Faith Hill healing. We don't want it to get out that it doesn't work, so if we see it, someone going down the wrong path.
Au contraire, it worked for me.
Please don't use French words. I'm the only one allowed to use that, being from New Orleans.
Please, Rattle Hop.
On the contrary, it worked for me.
Now, I have one of the mines here, and it says it's branded by 7-Eleven.
Yes. Yeah. If you flip it over, it actually is filled with Crystal Pepsi.
Now, if you two will be leaving the city at some point, though, so you'll need to continue on your journeys. Faith Hill has a song that allows you to walk through any sort of explosive fields.
Sing it for us.
Yes.
She's failing. She's
Think
not 80,
it for me.
86%.
It comes from the famous song Take Me As I Am by Faith Hill, one of her 51%. Earliest works on the radio in 1997. I don't need no bed of roses, because roses wither away. All I need is honesty from someone with a strong heart and a gentle hand.
30%. You were reading it as though poetry. You have to sing it. She's at 30%.
The world take me as I am. Baby, I just need for you to just exactly how I feel. Fiery 30%. Passions come and go. I'll trade a million pretty words to for one that 96%. Is real.
140%.
That shit didn't rhyme. What the fuck, Faith Hill?
Ben, didn't you say it was blasphemy to recite the lyrics of Faith Hill?
I did, but in times of great duress, sometimes it's necessary to save a life.
It's almost like where you're never supposed to create an image of the Prophet Muhammad. You're never supposed to sing the lyrics of Faith Hill. Only she can. Only in times of desperate measures can you do that, and I'm very happy that Ritalo...
Voodoo Daddy, I'll have you not preach to me about the preachings of Faith Hill, okay? I'll allow me to be the expert.
Or like the Dark Knight when they're talking about Julius Caesar.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So what other did you know facts do you have for us?
Well, did you know that there are so many doctors in town that we've actually made the entire town itself a waiting room?
That sounds miserable.
Looking around, it does seem so. There are chairs everywhere and magazines.
There are people reading old copies of Highlights for Children, but they're adults.
Yes, we have defunct copies of Newsweek magazine, People magazine, and then half-filled-out Highlights magazines all over the place. And we have those weird games for kids where there's, like, wires and little wood things that you... push along the wires.
Oh, you're talking about that old Hasbro game, Wires and Wood Things.
Yes, Wires and Wood Things. 7-Eleven and Hasbro really own this town.
I see that there's a woman over there on the phone that never seems to get off. Is she a secretary?
No, she is just complaining about how long she's been waiting. We have one about on every block.
Yes, I see the woman over there who she's complaining to.
Yeah, they're all talking on the phone to each other, actually.
Seems like the fifth circle of hell.
Some people call that. That's actually on our billboard for when you're coming in town.
Ah, yes.
Avoid the landmines.
Abra, New Mexico, the fifth circle of hell.
Yes, the walls in this town, they are actually shaped like a circle, yes.
Interesting.
And actually, the sky is quite red here.
Quite red, and I hear a distant, I would say, demon laughter.
It can only be described as demon laughter.
Yeah, that is the demon laughter that is continuously heard throughout the town. And also, if you take a big breath in, that's a brimstone filling your nostrils.
I feel like there's a very important did you know here that we should know about that maybe one of you would care to enlighten us on.
Seems like it, Ben.
I'm not so sure.
Something's been left out.
Something very critical.
That doesn't sound right. I feel like we all have the same... the story kind of down. I think everyone's gotten a good feel for what Abra's about. My did you know fact is about something much friendlier, but also 7-Eleven related. You know, most alternative medicine healers, maybe they dabble in the acupuncture arts.
Well, that seems pretty tame compared to other alternative medicines.
Well, here in Abra, 7-Eleven has spearheaded delves into the snackupuncture art.
Snackupuncture,
yes, I've heard of this.
Yeah. You can shove a Dorito into yourself if you can break the skin.
Ben, is this a Dr. Ken Fung's practice you're talking about where he can, he has Funyuns on each of his fingers and he pokes you with them?
That's right. Ken Fung is the assumed name of Betsy Lewis, who has really thought... She thinks Funyuns are really the circle of healing, being that they're circle-shaped. By the way, don't bring up Petros to her if you want to make a counterpoint. She won't be happy.
Yes, I've heard that you can whip yourself with Twizzlers.
Yes. The most tasty flagellation.
And what's this one? Oreo Glory Hole.
That's exactly what it sounds like. You kneel. And you close your eyes and open your palms and mouth to the ways of faith, and somebody puts an entire sleeve of Oreos down your throat.
You either get cookie side first or cream side first.
Ooh, always cookie, then cream.
They say that it could be either, but it's always cookie. It's always cookie.
What an interesting fact. We have one more fact, Ash, before we have to say goodbye to Abra. And it is what I would say one of the most interesting. Did you know that Abra, New Mexico, is Faith Hill's birthplace.
Praise and glory be to the truth.
Ben, you neglected to mention that this very ground that we're standing upon is perhaps the most holy for you.
Absolutely. What other reason for descending into such a den of villainy and degeneration as Abra to preach Faith's good word than to pay homage to her own birthplace? Thankfully, she left before the mines were installed. But we can still smell traces of her coconut body.
Her coconuts,
spread.
Faith Hill's coconut collection.
Yes, well, yes, no. She's a coconut enthusiast. She coconut oil in her hair, coconut body butter for her feet, and she used to walk barefoot, as in many of her songs. You can still see and smell the scented footprints to this day.
The one true healer, Faith Hill, who could walk through the minefield without getting a splash of Crystal Pepsi upon her garb.
I am a convert to the Faith Hill religion, as you know, Ash, as my penis was successfully regenerated by listening to her godlike lyrics.
One of her many qualities, yes.
I'm close to becoming a convert myself, as I am cancer-free and 900 pounds and being wheeled around in this very fine cart.
Hey, I thought you were going to become a convert to the voodoo religion. What the fuck?
We didn't talk about that.
Ash and
I didn't
I
make
are,
any promises to you,
faith.
Voodoo Daddy.
If you'd like, after the episode, we can go into my temple and you can listen to If My Heart Had Wings. It's known to replicate the effects of a stomach staple.
I would love to. And I suppose, to get to it, we should go to our final segment. Wish You Were Here.
Dear listener, wish you were here in Abra, New Mexico, a town that's the fifth circle of hell. Demon screams in the background. You can never escape due to mines installed by the gigantic corporation 7-Eleven and Hasbro Toys Incorporated.
The birthplace of Faith Hill and so many alternative forms of medicine.
Where you can go beneath the town and have someone take a duke-duke in your mouth. I would say glorious place if I wasn't so horrified.
Same. Without further ado, farewell from these parts to yours.
Hello, listeners. Thanks for tuning in to Abra, New Mexico. Hope you enjoyed our guest hosts, whoever they were. And join us next week. We've got something very special in store for you as we approach our 100th episode in Lastly, Colorado.
Lastly is the most recently incorporated town in the U.S., having just been incorporated this week. Since they have no culture or history yet, we're trying to jumpstart the town with some ideas on how they could make it the next big thing. So tune in for our landmark 100th show.